to all. Today's daf is Yishalmi Mivam Mustaf Lamed Alpha. We're starting right at the top of the Halacha Daled. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilian Ishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Harnish Shama should have it only. And the Mishnah says Chalatz did Chalitza to Yivama Va'asaba Maimer Nasan Get Ubal. And then he did Maimer or gave Get and the word did Bia. Oy Baal Va'asaba Maimer Nasan Get V'Chalatz. The bottom line is Einach Chalitza Kolam. There's nothing after Chalitza since the first thing that he did was Chalitza. That already Patras or sends are free, and then nothing that he does afterwards takes effect at all. Doesn't accomplish anything. And this is Echid Yivama Achaz V'Echid Shtei Yivamos. Whether he did this to one Yivama or we're dealing with two Yivamas, once he does Chalitza, everything's over. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chalitza Asamai Ruchulu. Here we point something out. Afal Pisha Amru in Chalitza Ar Chalitza, even though we say that Chalitza doesn't take effect after Chalitza, Aval Bia Shal Ar Chalitza Paislas Mena Kahuna. If he's Bail her after he gives her Chalitza, that passels her from Kuna. It at least accomplishes that. Ask the Gemara, what's that supposed to mean? Beloi Kach Enu Basilima Kuna, even without that, isn't she passel from Kuhuna? We already mentioned this in an earlier Gemara. We know that Chalitza is passel to Kain. So what does that mean if he's Bail his Chalitza, now he passels her to a Kain? Anyway, she was passel to Kain. The answer is, Ella Psulim Milechub Truma, she's passel from eating Truma, which means now that she's going back to her father's house, if her father's a Kain, she's not allowed to eat Truma over there because she passeled herself up by having Bia after receiving Chalitza. Ask Gemara, why is that a problem? Habal Chalitza Sai Passel Milechub Truma, somebody who's Bailes Chalitza, he passels her from eating Truma. It's not a Chi of Kares, it's Isra Lav, but it's not a Chi of Kares that doesn't make her into Chalala. That doesn't passel her from eating Truma, so what are we saying? The Gemara says, you're right. Ella Bishobal Achiv Aleha. It's referring to where his brothers, one of the brothers of the Chalitz, was Bail the Chalutza, and that's a Chi of Kares because that's Isser of Ashes Ach from the original husband, and so that's going to passel her from eating Truma in her father's house. As the Gemara Nicha, command Amar, who ain't a Chaval Chalutza, Va'ach ain't a Chaval Chalutza. This all good according to the Manda Amar, that the Chalitz himself has no Isser Kares to be with the Chalutza, it's just Isser Lav, whereas the brothers do have an Isser Kares. Okay, so then they passel her from Kahuna if they're Bail her. Bram command Amar, Bain who Bain Achin, ain't a Chaval Chalutza, but what about the Manda Amar, that both him and the brothers don't have a Chi of Kares to be with the Chalutza? How do we explain that she's passel to Kahuna? Al rather different answer, says the Gemara, Kishabal at Tzara, it's referring to where him, the Chalitz himself, was Bail the Tzara. Remember, he did Chalitza to the Chalutza, let's call her Rachel, but then he was Bail the Tzara. That passels her to Kahuna. Ask the Gemara, Nicha command Amar, Hakol Moedim but Tzara, Shu Chayiv. This is good according to Manda Amar, that everyone agrees that he himself, the Chalitz, has a Chi of Kares to be with the Tzara, so fine, that passels her from eating Truma, but Ram command Amar, who ain't a Chayiv, Loya Chalutza Vloyal at Tzara, but according to Manda Amar, that he's not Chayiv, not in the Chalutza, not in the Tzara, so why are we saying that if he's Bail her after Chalitza, that passels her from eating Truma? Al rather, here's another suggestion, says the Gemara, Kishabo Achin Aleha, as referring to where the brothers were Bail the Tzara, and that's a Chi of Kares. Ask the Gemara, Nicha command Amar, Bain who, Bain Achin, Ainur Chayavan al Chalutza, Aval Chayavan al Tzara. This is fine according to the Manda Amar, that both him and the brothers are not Chayiv for being with Chalutza, but they are Chayiv Kares for being with the Tzara. Baram command Amar, Bain who, Bain Achin, Ainur Chayavan al Chalutza, Vulayal al Tzara, but according to Manda Amar, that neither him nor the brothers are Chayiv Kares either for being with the Chalutza or the Tzara. So once again, how do we understand that if somebody is Bail somebody here, that passes them from Kahuna or from eating Truma? El rather, must be Rabbi Kiva, they're going like she's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, he says, Yesh Mamzer B'Chalutza, that a Mamzer could be produced from a Chalutza, and that's as we know, Rabbi Kiva holds that Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin, that even when the two people living together is just an Isser Lav, a child born from that union is a Mamzer, and so this would be according to Rabbi Kiva, that if he's Bail the Chalutza, even though again it's just an Isser Lav, it still passes her from eating Truma. Now, Rabbi Yasi, he says differently, Tifter, we could explain, Shahayavama Kayin Ubala Vachilla, that her Yavam himself was a Kayin, and once he does Chalitza to her, now he, as a Kayin, is usher to marry this Chalutza, so if he's Bail her, that turns her into Chalala. It's in that situation that she's possible for meeting Truma in her father's house. So these would be two fair explanations. Moving on, the Mishnah had said, Nasan Get Vachalat Einar Chalitza Klom. Ask the Gemara, what's the Mishnah telling us? Vloikvar Taninon Einar Chalitza Klom. Don't we already know that there's nothing valid after Chalitza? We already know that from Mishnah on the previous Amud, that once Chalitza is done, that's finished, it's over. That's a complete severance that takes away any remaining Zika. So what's our Mishnah telling us? What's the emphasis over here? The answer is begin Nisnina de Basra, Echad Yavama, Vechad Shtei Yavamais. The main focus is the last part of the Mishnah where we said that this is relevant with one Yavama and even two Yavamais, meaning the key is the two Yavamais over here. Then when he does Chalitza to one, nothing's valid, nothing gets accomplished, even when there's two Yavamais, even with the second one, and that's the main focus. How we continue asking on this, why would that be? Why are you telling me that Ein Achalitza Kolom, nothing's valid? Ilam Akadish Chalutza Sai, Shema Loi Tafsuba Kedushin, that's the proper Girsa. If he was Makadish his Chalutza, he gave her Kedushin after he did Chalitza to her. What, is Kedushin not going to be Typhus? Kedushin would be Typhus over there. So how are we making a blanket rule in the Mishnah? Ein Achalitza Kolom. So on Alpha and Bezant, the Gemara suggests Tifter. We could explain, Iki Rebbe, either like Rebbe, Shaloi Ladas, that it was done Shaloi Ladas, specifically according to Rebbe, that Mimer is able to be done Shaloi Ladas the Yavama, meaning even if she doesn't know what it is, or she doesn't agree to it, she doesn't want it, still Mimer could be done, but that's only with with a regular Yavama that still has Zika. However, once he did Chalitza to her, so now there's no more Zika. So in this case, Maimer would not work at all. Shaloi Ladas. Oi, Divra Kail. We could explain this really according to everybody who holds you cannot do Maimer Shaloi Ladas. So again, back to our question, why would we say Ein Ach Chalitza Klom? If a Kedushin would work Midas, so why wouldn't Maimer work? And so the answer would be, Bimschav Liknoiso Lashom Maimer Yivimtoi. It's because we're talking about a case where he's giving her Maimer with intention that he wants to acquire her by using this Maimer as Maimer of his Yavama. But the thing is, Ve'in Yavimtai, she's not his Yavama anymore, and therefore it doesn't work. So that's the two ways we can understand this. Now, can you discuss this? Amar, but he tells us, Vitani Kane, who was taught this in a Braisa, HaMaimer Kaina Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas Divei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that with a regular Yavama, Maimer is Kaina Ladas and Shaloi Ladas, meaning even if she doesn't know, she doesn't agree to it, it's still Kaina her. Whereas the Chamer say, Ein Kaina El Ladas, Maimer is only Kaina Ladas. Now, by the Rebbe Bekidushin, Shein Kaina El Ladas. Rebbe agrees with regular Kedushin of a woman, it's not Kaina except for Ladas. She has to agree to it, she has to want it, she has to know what it is, and only then Kiddushin works. Now, my time to Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning? Why would he say that Maimer works even Shaloi Ladas? And the answer is because Bia Kainu Maimer Kainu. We know that both Bia and Maimer are Kainu Yavama, and so Ma Bia Kainu Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas, we know that Bia's Kainu Ladas and Shaloi Ladas, even if she doesn't agree, if he's Bail her, that's a Kenyan, that's official Yibum, so Afa Maimer Kainu Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas, so to Maimer is Kainu Ladas and Shaloi Ladas. Ask the Gemara, what about the following? Kamad Rebbe Aimer, how Maimer Kainu Bein Ladas Bein Shaloi Ladas? Just like Rebbe says that Maimer is kind of Ladas and Shloi Ladas, Kachu Oimer Haget Poiter Bein Ladas Bein Shloi Ladas. Does Rebbe hold that a get potters Ladas and Shloi Ladas even if she doesn't agree to it? Answers the Gemara no, because the Lama Rebbe Oimer HaMaimer Kaina Bein Ladas Bein Shloi Ladas. Why does the Rebbe say that Maimer works Shloi Ladas? Shekein Bia Begadol Kaina Bein Ladas Bein Shloi Ladas. That's because Bia with a Gadol, meaning a regular case of Bia with a Yavama, that works Shloi Ladas. And Bia and Maimer are compared, but the Yifter Haget Shloi Ladas, are we going to say that a get works Shloi Ladas? Isn't Chalitza only Pater Midas? Doesn't have to be consensual. Everyone has to agree to it, know what's going on, and want it to happen. And we know the Get lines up with Chalitza. The same way that Bia and Maimer line up, so Get and Chalitza line up. And therefore, Get would only work Ladas. And we've got Talacha, the Mishnah tells us, Ke'ezetzad, that's another way of saying Ketzad, meaning we have more scenarios like the previous couple of Mishnayas. Also, Maimer Bazu, we have two Yavamas. He did Maimer to this one and Maimer to that one. So what's necessary? Shnei Getin v'Chalitza. He has to give two Getin because the Get gets rid of the Maimer, but then he also has to do a Chalitza because whatever Zika is remaining has to be undone with Chalitza. Now let's say Maimer Bazu, Ubal Azu, he did Maimer to this one and did Bia to the other one. Now the Bia is called Bia Psula because he already did Maimer to the first one. Therefore, Shnei Gitin v'Chalitza, he still requires two Gitin and a Chalitza. Now what about Maimer Bazu v'Get Lazu? He did Maimer to this one and Get to that one. So he get v'Chalitza. He needs a Get for the Maimer and a Chalitza for the remaining Zika that's there. And Maimer Bazu v'Chalitza Lazu, if he did Maimer to this one and Chalitza to the other one, well, Harishon, it's Richa Get. The first one requires a Get because the Maimer did acquire something in her, so there still needs to be a Get, whereas the Chalitza had already gotten rid of whatever Zika was there. Moving on to Halacha Vav, another Mishnah, just continuation of more cases, Get Lazu v'Get Lazu. If he gave this one a Get and that one a Get, Tzrichas Himenu Chalitza, they both need Chalitza from him, and Get Lazu Uba Lazu, Tzrichas Get v'Chalitza. If he gave a Get to this one and was Bail this one, they need a Get and Chalitza, and Get Lazu Umaimer Lazu. If he gave a Get to this one and Maimer to that one, Tzricha Get v'Chalitza, she requires a Get and Chalitza. And get lazu v'chalitz lazu ain ach chalitza klom. There's nothing necessary after chalitza, and that's an end all. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.